Ja, und
das sagst du mir, ja.
Hags und Hags.
In case you're wondering, you were the first.
Okay.
Has joined.
Good evening. Please join me in saying the Anabatola. Anabekoa Gedula Chimincha Dati Serura Alphet Gimel Yitap Sadi. Unconditional love. Gabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Taharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Gevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Tashim Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Damlem Betet Resh Saditach Gimel Basin Kadosh Bero Tucha Nael
Has joined.
Ket kuf bet, tet nunayim. Yachid geye, lamcha pene, zofre kidushata. Yud gimalamet, pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziyakatenu, yodeya talubo, shin kufav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe. El Rachum Bechanun Erech Apayim Berav Chesed Be'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Nose Awon Va'pesha Bechata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29, and we will say L'shem Yehud first. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bidkilu urkimu utkilu utkilu urkimu le'akda l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah Vayhino amaduna Elohino alenu maasei yadenu kanane alenu maasei yadenu kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar bekama adar tane nandukucha Berichu koma de abed be'ela witata Kola ihu kishot biovada dikshot Veleit lach mila bialma Divaye Barnas Ladakh Yalaya Mineya Ulanaga Deyakalana Dahakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola It Itstirish. Alma. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. We connect to this energy through the study of a verse from the Tanakh. The verse we study is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom liami li Israel untati vishakan dakta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu vene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. The energy of our current year, 5781, is redemption. In order for the redemption to manifest,
has joined.
We all need to be prepared. One of the ways we prepare is through the study of verses from the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The verse we study to connect to the energy of redemption is Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wigam mehem meka lakohanim la levim amar adonai yo ewahe adanu yo yo ahe da wadu heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. We do this using the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote alame mehe shi la la he aka aka heta ezayo ala da la awa he he ya yozala me be he he re yo he kome. La awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa ke wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be hey, pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, hey, re hey, me ta re, wa me be yo hey, hey. Anu wa me he yo, da me be me nu ko. Anu yo a he be wa, re a he yo be me. He yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names revealed by the Sadiqin utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu wa ka me da he he yo anu da la he wa me he me ya yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he. Hey, hey, wa. Nu yo, hey, hey, shi, ah, yo, re, ta, shi, ah, hey. Re, la, yo, ah, wa, me. La, yo, be, wa, hey, re. Yo, yo, wa, la, hey, hey, ta, ah, ko, me, nu, da. Ah, nu, yo, hey, wa, me, re, hey, ah, yo, hey, za. Hey, shi, hey, me, ka, ha, wa, la, yo, yo, hey. Sa'ala reyo, a'ala metae. Wahe wadalayo, heyoshi alame. Nuhea, nuata, mebilahe. Heyayo. Nuko me, yorela. He behe, mezare. Wahe be, yoahe, alawa, mezayo. Tahe be, mekako, ala, ahe, hewa. Rela, he, yo, yo, me, he, la, yo, me, he, me. Today is the 17th day of Nisan. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, Rabbi Meir Abba Katzeria of Ashot, Rabbi Yisrael Noach of Zizin, he's the son of Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Lubavitch, Rabbi Abraham Rubin ben Hoshke HaKohen, Katz of Prague, Rabbi Yitzhak of Sver, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Lev, Rabbi Moshe Mordechai, Rabbi Shlomo Wolbe, please cover your eyes, lean slightly to the left as we say together, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Climb the tree of life utilizing the Ani meditation. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. So, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. You are who knew you. Hold. You are who knew you. You are who knew you. You are who knew you. Netzach. Ye are he knew you. Ye are he knew you. Ye are he knew you. Yavura. Yeah. Niwe yosh. Ya'ash. Niwe yosh. Ya'ash. Niwe yosh. Esen. Ya'ah niwe yohe. Ya'ah niwe yohe. Ya'ah niwe yohe. Bina. Yeah, hey, anyway, yo, hey. Yeah, hey, anyway, yo, hey. Yeah, hey, anyway, yo, hey. Akma. Yeah, honey, why, yo, ha. Yeah, honey, why, yo, ha. Yeah, honey, why, yo, ha. And the Keter. Yeah, honey, why, yo, ha. Yeah, honey, why, yo, ha. Ya'ahani wa yoha. The abridged Kaddish. It gadol v'itkadash shemei rabbah. And we all say amen. V'yalma divra kirute v'yam lich malchute v'chayechon v'yomechon v'chaye v'kol Beit Yisrael. Barach v'yishtabach, v'yitpa'ar, v'yitromam, v'yitnaseh, v'yitadar, v'yitaleh, v'yitalal, sh'mei d'kutsha, le'elamim, kol birkata, v'shirata, v'shvechata, v'nechemata, da'amiran b'yalma, yeh'shlamo rachamim shabaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen.
Has joined.
Ose shalom b'imromav, hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Our class tonight is a class by the Ari. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 14, the second column from the left. When that landing page opens up, roll down the section titled Parashat Pesach. And the link on the underneath Exodus is the link underneath the section of Pesach, or within the section of Pesach, is known as the Exodus from Immaturity. Kabbalah explains how each person's personal development is a kind of Exodus. Excuse me one second. This is part two of a previous installment. And both parts are describing the Exodus from Egypt allegorically as the spiritual dimensions of birth. It is known that the 12 signs of the zodiac are subdivided into four categories corresponding to the four elements, three signs associated with each element. According to Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, known by his initials as the Ramah, these correspondences are as follows. I'm adding a commentary. The inner element relates to modern astrology of mutability. Incarnation elevation relates to the ability of a human soul to be elevated from immaterial to plant, to animal, to human. As we have studied in our advanced reincarnation classes. So in the month of Nisan, which is connected to the sign of Aries, is a fire sign, but its inner element is that of water. The month of Iyar is Taurus, It's an earth sign, and it's inner. Its inner sign is unknown at this point. For some reason, I left it off. And you can see the chart as it goes through it. The sign of Aries is associated with the element of fire, and Scorpio is associated with the element of water. For a scorpion only kills someone if he is extremely cold. Each of the seven planets is associated with two signs, except for the sun and the moon, which are associated only one sign. In Talmudic astronomy, the seven planets are the sun, the Mercury, Venus, the Moon, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. So as you can see, the five signs, five planets are connected to two signs each, 2 months, and two signs are connected to 1 month, totaling 12 months. I am adding, note the discomfort by modern rabbinic authorities to be unwilling to use the word astrology, which is the words used in the Zohar, in the Talmud, and in other ancient sources. This is my opinion. Hebrew astrology is a science, just like astronomy is a science. It is exact, yet it detracts from the authority of the pulpit rabbi, who has not been taught how to use these signs in the stars properly. This is my opinion. The two signs of Aries and Scorpio rule over Mars. This is why they slaughtered the Passover sacrifice on the 14th of Nisan, when the sign of Aries was in its strength. I am adding, both the astrological sign and the planets were created by the same letter. In this case, Mars, which is created first. The planet or the astrological sign. Whichever is first is the cause. In Kabbalah, the planet was created first, yet I do not know the source for this teaching. Perhaps they were created simultaneously. Aries is a lamb, and the Passover sacrifice was a lamb. They slaughtered a lamb in order to weaken the power of the celestial lamb, the sign of Aries. I am adding, the time of the Exodus was a period of transition from the age of Taurus, bull, to the age of the ram, such as we transitioned in the age of Aquarius. Just as we transitioned to the age of Aquarius in the last 500 years. The Exodus took place the latter half of Nisan and the whole month of Taurus. This is a teaching that I had not heard from modern Western astrology. Yet this teaching is regarding the changing of the overall frame of reference, moving from the sign of Aries to our current sign, Pisces. The purgatory of fire is associated with Aries. The purgatory of snow is associated with Scorpio. There are two facets of purgatory corresponding to these two signs. The purgatory of fire is associated with Aries and is used to purify anyone who transgresses any of the Torah's prohibitions. Such a person actively performed a transgression. The idiom for actively here is literally warmed himself up in order to purge this person of his fiery enthusiasm for whatever transgressions he did. He must endure the purgatory of fire. Holy enthusiasm must burn his enthusiasm for evil out of him. There is also a purgatory of snow, which is associated with Scorpio, corresponding to a person who lacks enthusiasm and therefore transgresses an active commandment out of laziness, preferring to sit and do nothing. The idiom for lacking enthusiasm is literally being cold. In order to purge this person of his indifference and coldness to God's calling, he must endure the purgatory of snow, perhaps needing our sages state that the wicked do not repent even at the entrance to purgatory, but rather steal the snow they find in the purgatory of snow in order to cool themselves off with it when they are placed in the purgatory of fire. Thus it is written, drought and heat snatch away snow waters and Sheol, those who have sinned. Sheol is a scriptural term for purgatory. In the present context, this verse is understood to read, to assuage the drought and heat of the purgatory of fire, those who have sinned snatch away snow waters from the purgatory of snow. I am adding, Sheol is one of seven hells described in the Zohar. There are seven heavens, seven hells, or gehinoms, and seven earths in the middle. Excuse my, fading away. I'm running a little tired tonight. The essence of these souls is apportioned among other human souls so that this energy is not lost. This is my understanding of the teachings of the Kabbalah. How is it possible to steal there? Since when a person repents out of love of God, his intentional sins are transformed into merits. These sinners try to repent once they reach the purgatory of snow. They hope that their repentance will spare them having to undergo the purgatory of fire. This is the theft that they commit in the snow. For any, they don't realize that repentance is effective only in this world. They try to co-opt the coldness of the snow of purgatory, the attribute of indifference, to repent for having enthusiastically committed transgressions. They hope that by now being cold towards these transgressions and uninterested in them, their former transparent transgressions will be accounted as merits. This is theft, since they are approaching something that is not there to use for what they want to do. Having concluded this digression from the Zodiac, The Arizal returns to how the child emerges from the womb. For all these reasons, the evil inclination is called Ruddy. They called him Esau, and this refers to the evil inclination. For with regard to every mention of Esau and Jacob in this passage, Esau is allegorically the evil inclination, and Jacob is the good inclination. And this is why it is stated they called him Esau, for his mother and father realize that the newborn has an evil inclination. Only Hashem is aware of the full entrance of the good inclination into the child's consciousness. Both the exodus from Egypt and the birth of the twins, Jacob and Esau, serve as metaphors for birth. The first of the twins to be born was Esau. It is essential that the parents realize this in order for them to approach the child's moral education properly. The Arizal continues explaining the verse just quoted. Afterwards, this always means after a long time, in this case, after 13 years and a day, there are two words in Hebrew for afterwards, achar and acharei. There is a difference of opinion in the Midrash over which of these means immediately afterwards and which means a long time afterwards. The Arizal here adopts the opinion of Rabbi Yudan against that of Rabbi Huna. His brother came out, and this refers to the inclination to do good, which is fully manifest in the child when he or she reaches maturity. It is not apparent to everyone when the good inclination enters the child's consciousness. Only Hashem is aware of this. Scripture therefore continues, and he named him Jacob, meaning that he, the one who knows, called him Jacob. In contrast to Esau, who was named by both parents, they called him Esau. Jacob was named only by his father Isaac. But the Torah refers to Isaac not by name, but just using the pronoun he. So it may be interpreted allegorically to refer to Hashem. This reflects the fact that only Hashem is aware of the full entrance of the good inclination into the child's consciousness. Indeed, we see no apparent difference in the child's way of thinking from the day before his bar mitzvah. And the boys grew. This means that after they grew, they became two. Until this point, they had been one. And Esau, that is the evil inclination, was a man of the field, loving the affairs of this world. The field in this verse refers to this world. But Jacob was a sincere man, sitting in the tents, studying the Torah. Jacob was cooking some porridge. The porridge here refers to the thoughts he always entertained regarding how he could serve Hashem. The word for porridge in Hebrew is nazid, means thinking, as in the verse which they planned in Hebrew zadu against them. Understood according to the Aramaic translation, they were sentenced to the same affliction that they intended to perpetrate on them. This therefore refers to someone Aramaic translation, they were sentenced to the same affliction that they intended to perpetrate on them. This therefore refers to someone who is always thinking up ways to afflict himself in order to earn the life of the world that is coming. Before the advent of the Hasidic movement, the Kabbalistic concept of righteousness involved afflicting the body in various ways in order to weaken its stranglehold over the person's consciousness. As is well known, the Baal Shem Tov decreed that from this time on, this method of serving Hashem was largely outdated, and that from then on, righteousness entails educating the body and focusing it on doing good rather than afflicting it. I am adding, Hashem created the that in earlier generations, the soul was stronger, meaning a more intense ability. In earlier generations, the soul was stronger, meaning a more intense or passionate desire. The body also had this more passionate, selfish desire. It was necessary for the body to be afflicted, to break down this stronger essence, to allow the soul to control the body. In our generation, the soul's desire is weak, as is the body's desire. And affliction is not necessary, except in a few people. An example was a young man caught with drugs in Thailand and was sentenced to caning. One way or another, the evil inclination is subdued since it sees that the person is focused on the world that is coming rather than this world. This is the meaning of an Esav. The evil inclination came in from the field. The evil inclination came in from the field, which are the delights of this world, and was tired of all the thoughts of the good inclination and resisting them. And Esau, the evil inclination, said to Jacob, the good inclination, please stuff me, for you have been afflicting me for days with your good thoughts and fast. So now stuff my mouth. So the evil inclination says, please stuff me, for you have been afflicting me for days with your good thoughts and fasts. So now stuff my mouth with all that I have deprived of all these days, for I am tired. Jacob replied, sell me today your birthright, for on the first day of the good inclination enters the individual's body when he is 13 years and one day old. It takes charge by force, and the entire inclination is subdued. Therefore, on the eve of the 14th, we search for chametz by light of a candle. The quote from the Mishnah refers to the search for chametz conducted on the eve of the 14th of Nisan. Here it is interpreted allegorically to refer to the day before a boy's 14th year begins, the day before his 13th birthday, when he becomes bar mitzvah. The intentions that parents have when conceiving a child determines the nature of the child's spiritual garments. For on the first day of the boy's 14th year, his good inclination enters his body fully, in the merit of the Torah he has learned in his youth, which is called light, as in the verse, and the Torah to light, Proverbs. Proverbs. So the Torah is light, as the verse from Proverbs tells us. And in the merit of the mitzvot he was trained to perform as part of his education, which is called a candle, as in the same verse. For the mitzvot are candles. The divine soul and the good inclination enter the individual's consciousness gradually, as the parents educate their child in its youth to accept the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, to fulfill God's mitzvot, to study his Torah and adopt the Torah's values. Ideally, by the time a child has reached the age of maturity, he or she has been fully inculcated into the Torah's lifestyle and is ready to accept his or her obligations. In the merit of both of these, we search for chametz, which is the evil inclination, and expel it and subdue it, and his soul and good inclination. Now, every person possesses spiritual leaven. In Hebrew, it's seor, which comes from the seminal drop of his father. This is alluded to by the verse, "Behold, I was conceived in sin," in which King David meant to say, "My father Jesse had only his own pleasure in mind when he conceived me." Leaven, the agent that causes dough to rise, is a metaphor for the evil inclination, the source of ego and haughtiness in a person. Although Judaism does not believe in original sin, we are taught that the intentions the parents have when conceiving a child determine the nature of the child's personal garment. The more selfish his parents' intentions at the moment of his conception, the more spiritual work the child must do in order to refine his or her spiritual perceptions. Since King David aspired to the highest levels of divine consciousness, he regarded even the slight amount of selfish orientation his righteous father presumably entertained while conceiving him as an obstacle in his spiritual development that he had to overcome. Chametz, in contrast, comes from the mother's seed and is therefore called machmetzet, a fermenting agent in the feminine. During these 7 years, a person must be extremely on guard against his evil inclination. The Torah commands us to remove all leaven and fermenting agents from our possession before Passover, and Rashi understands these two terms to be synonymous. Leaven is also referred to as a fermenting agent, in order to indicate that even though it is inedible, it is still prohibited to possess, just as it is prohibited to possess chametz. All this is expelled, and we eat matzah, which signifies the good inclination. We eat matzah in order to expel the chametz for 7 days, corresponding to the 7 years that are left before the person turns 20. At that age, he is judged by the heavenly court. For certain sins, a person can be tried and punished by an earthly or a rabbinic court. For such sins, a person becomes liable for punishment at the age of maturity, 12 for a girl and 13 for a boy. For other sins, a person cannot be tried and punished by an earthly court, but only by the heavenly court. For such sins, he or she becomes liable for punishment only at the age of 20. But during 7 years, a person must be extremely on guard against his evil inclination, inasmuch as he had become used to being ruled by it, until he became 13 years and one day old. He is therefore, during the 7 years, like a sick person who is being healed of his eternity. It is during these 7 years like a sick person who is being healed of his infirmity, who during the first few years has to eat only light foods that will not harm him. We are therefore commanded to eat only matzah for the 7 days of Pesach. And that's why I always say a teenager from the age of 15 to the age of 25 is not a human being. Now you know why. That is what Rabbi Simon responded to his son, Rabbi Elazar, who asked him if chametz embodies the evil inclination and matzah the good inclination, why are we not prohibited from eating chametz in the whole year? The response was that in the days of Passover, we are like sick people who came out of Egypt and therefore had to eat only matzah. Afterwards, when we were healed and healthy, eating chametz would not harm us. So too, the young man must be very watchful against the evil inclination until he reaches the age of 20. And this will continue to be continued. Does anyone have any questions?
Yes. I have lots of questions.
I'm hearing a voice, but I'm not hearing a question. It's not coming through.
I have lots of questions.
Well, you can ask them.
I think I would rather ask them in another conversation with you.
Okay. We will have it in another conversation. So tomorrow, we will have four classes. Our 7 a.m. class will be a morning class reading the Aliyah for the day for Passover. And at 11 a.m., all of these times are West Coast time, we will have a class on the Book of Judges. That's going to be a number of quite a few classes. At 4 o'clock, we will count the Omer together, as well as have a deep Zohar class. That will begin at 4 p.m. West Coast time. And at 7 p.m. West Coast time, we will have the Tikkuni Zohar class. I bid you all Chag Sameach, Shalom Gadol, and it's a lovely, peaceful new year filled with a lack of chametz. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom Gadol.
Thank you. Shalom Gadol.
What?
Your son.
It's just difficult to hear.